Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today's episode is going to be a bit of a darker one. Not a darker one, but a little bit more of a serious topic. A lot of the topics I talk about are obviously serious, but they have some sort of lightness to them. Today's topic is something that could be a little bit dark or possibly triggering to someone, so if you struggle really badly with certain mental health issues or talking about any sort of depression or things like that is triggering to you or harmful to you in any way, please just click off of this episode. Go check out one of my other 33 episodes, please, because this is episode 34. Yes, please feel free to go check out a different episode if this episode is not supportive to you and your journey at this moment. With that being said, as always, we have the weekly segments that we get into before the actual topic of the episode, so let's get right into the weekly recap. But first, I almost forgot. First, we have the drink of the day, and I'm currently sipping on some Cool Blue Gatorade. Water was feeling a little bit boring to me today, so figured I might as well pick up a Gatorade. Haven't had a Gatorade in a while. Cool Blue is definitely not my favorite flavor, but it was what they had at the store, so it's what I got. Gatorade is definitely not like my go-to drink, but it was something different, and I wanted something that didn't have caffeine in it, so Gatorade it is. All right, let's get into the weekly recap. My Thursday was pretty average, other than the fact that my gymnastics class was canceled. So usually on Thursdays, I have my hip-hop and heels class, modern technique, an oral history class, and then gymnastics. Because gymnastics was canceled, and that's my last class of the day, I got to go to the gym early, and I got back home earlier, which was really nice. And then I just worked on editing my YouTube video for this past week and hung out with some friends in the student lounge area. Other than that, didn't really do anything too crazy on Thursday. Moving on to Friday, I had my 8 a.m. ballet class as usual, and then I have about a three-hour break in between ballet and my contemporary class where I go to the gym. So I did that. After my contemporary class, I had dance history, and then I ran back home and I got changed. And then my boyfriend and I went and saw a play called Drinking in America. The actor that we saw, he was very, very good, like an incredible actor. But my boyfriend and I both agreed that the actual playwright, like the script, was a little boring. There were definitely some topics that were discussed in it that really did need to be talked about, and those parts I did like, and there were some funny moments, but there were also a lot of moments where I was very bored and my attention was not being kept very well. Moving on to Saturday, as I've talked about more recently on here and on my YouTube channel, I am starting to try to find my way back into eating untracked and like more intuitively eating. So on Saturdays, I usually don't track what I'm eating now. I didn't track what I was eating on Saturday, just ate intuitively, listened to my hunger and fullness cues, and ate what I was craving, all that sort of stuff. I went to the gym, and then when I was done at the gym, I had a room booked at the studios to rehearse for an hour. But I had a little bit of time in between so I could go grab something to eat. So I went and I grabbed a bagel. It was so good. I got a bagel, an everything bagel with eggs, tomato, and I believe it was like a jalapeno garlic cream cheese, something like that. I know it had jalapeno in it. I just can't remember if it was like garlic or cheddar, something like that. I don't know. Something else with the jalapeno in the cream cheese. It was very, very good. And then I went to the studio. I rehearsed. I rehearsed for probably about an hour and a half because nobody needed the room after me. I did a lot of singing, a lot more singing than dancing actually that day. But usually it's like 75% of the time is spent dancing and then 25% is spent singing. Whereas this past Saturday it was like 75 to 80% singing and then like 20% dancing. Which is honestly perfectly fine with me. I was just trying to find some songs I possibly wanted to sing for my next solo in musical theater. After I rehearsed at the studio, I went back to my dorm, dropped my stuff off, and then I went and got groceries. I also did some laundry and I worked on homework the rest of the day, and that was pretty much my night. I hung out in the student lounge area kind of by myself. There really wasn't anyone in there for a while. And I actually ended up just laying with my eyes closed on the couch listening to Broadway musicals until my boyfriend came home because he went and saw a play with one of his friends. They actually ended up really liking it, but it was probably for the best that I didn't go see it because there was a lot of flashing lights and loud sounds, and that would probably interfere with my hearing aids and my migraines. So definitely probably a good decision that I did not go. So yeah, that was my Saturday. Moving on to Sunday. In the morning, I just edited my podcast because I was not feeling like editing it on Saturday. I had no motivation to whatsoever. So I knew I was going to pay for it by having to get up and doing it Sunday morning, but I had just decided, I was like, I'm making the choice to not do it today, and I will do it tomorrow morning before it needs to go live. So that is what I did. I got up and I edited the episode from last week and got that up. And then I went and picked my boyfriend up from work around noon. And we went and had lunch together. I tried Indian food for the first time, and it was very good. I got I believe it's pronounced saag curry, SAAG, I believe is how it's spelt. Yeah, it's like a green curry with like spinach and like a cream. It was really good. I got it with vegetables, and then we got rice and naan, and my boyfriend got a like lamb curry kind of thing. It was very good, and I definitely enjoyed it, especially because it was my first time having Indian food. It was a good experience. And then we ended up just going downtown. We went to Ground Zero and Wall Street and Battery Park and kind of just wandered around. We got coffee and just hung out together. It was really nice, just kind of getting to know the area and seeing. There were a lot of people down there. I mean, within obviously, it's kind of a, like Wall Street. A lot of people will go to Wall Street and see what Wall Street's all about. So there was a lot of people, but it was kind of fun to see like touristy people kind of hanging out around there. Sometimes touristy people are fun to observe, and other times it's like I don't really like seeing that sort of stuff. But down by Wall Street, it was actually really nice just seeing all the people that were so fascinated by like the buildings. Monday, I had musical theater in the morning and I got to do my first run through with my costume, and I ended up having to take one of my dresses that I have and then putting a character skirt on over it to create like the length that I needed for it. If you follow me on Instagram, you will have seen it in a couple of reels. It looks like I'm wearing a black skirt with a red top, but the red top is actually a red dress. It was not long enough for the character that I was playing in the time period, so I had to add the skirt on top, and I think it actually ended up looking really, really cute. So very happy with how that went. And the song, like singing it in front of my class and my teacher and stuff, it went okay. It's definitely getting better each time. It's just like we are singing at like 8:30 in the morning, and it is so exhausting sometimes to be singing that early. Honestly, I really shouldn't be complaining. I know deep down I do sound good and like I sound fine, but I'm my own worst critic and I always expect the best of myself. After my musical theater class, I had a ballet class. I went to the gym. Between ballet and going to the gym, one of my friends that's in my cohort, actually, well, two of my friends, needed me to go over some tap stuff with them, some different tap requirement combinations with them. So I went over that with them for like half an hour, and then I went to the gym, came back home, had dinner, and then I headed back to the studios because I had tap workshop rehearsal, which is like this extra performance that you have to audition to get into, and it's like the week before the last week of the semester. And yeah, we had rehearsal. Our instructor for that is actually currently in a show in Florida. So he had to call in on Zoom to teach us, which was kind of interesting. But he'll be back eventually, and it'll be even more productive once he comes back. Tuesday morning, I was supposed to have tap class, but it ended up being canceled because the same instructor for tap workshop is my actual tap teacher on Tuesday mornings, and the substitute for his class, I believe, couldn't make it, so he had to cancel class this week, but we should be back to class next week. And then I had theater dance, and we're doing projects right now where you have to teach pieces of choreography. And so we got to learn four different pieces of choreography from different students in our class, from like teachers that they've learned it from. So that was a lot of fun. And then I had musical theater again. I had my classical ballet class. I went to the gym, and I went and saw the sixth Scream movie with my boyfriend last night. Or Scream 6. And it was what I expected. It was what I wanted. I wanted to see like a silly, predictable, kind of dumb horror film, and that's what I got. Like, they aren't trying to fool anyone with these movies. They aren't trying to claim that they're like the best movie ever, that it's actually scary. If anything, they like to like poke fun at the fact that like horror movies like that are stupid and like silly. Yeah, it was what I expected it to be, and also I just love Jenna Ortega, so I was very happy to see her in that. And that brings me to today. This morning, I woke up not feeling well, so I ended up going into the ER, and I did not get out of the ER until about like 10:30. I got there at like 7 and didn't get out until like 10:30, 10:45. But I am okay, just dealing with some health things. I'm doing all right though. I did end up missing my first class of the day though, but it was important to take care of myself and my personal health before worrying about making it to a class. So I missed my musical theater class this morning, and then I was able to make it to my individual voice lesson before going to my voice lesson. After I got done, once I got out of the ER, I went and got myself a bagel, and I got a French toast bagel with this like raw honey and almond cream cheese. It was so good. Like, absolutely delicious. It was so creamy, and like the sweet and the savory, or like the saltiness of like the cream cheese with the honey and the almond on the French toast. Like, I chose a good combination. Not to toot my own horn, but it was a good combination. So I went and ordered that. I picked that up, and I took it back to the school and ate that before I had my individual voice lesson. And I had that until 12, and then I went back, came back to my dorm, and I had therapy online. And then I had to go back to the studio for my last class of the day. Then came home, just had some dinner, and I just got off the phone with my mom. We FaceTimed for a little while, just chatting. And that brings me to where I am right now, talking to you. Let's get into highs and lows of the week. I'm going to start with the high, and I would say my highs this week are going out to lunch and just spending time with my boyfriend on Sunday, and having that bagel this morning. That bagel was so good, and it really made my day a lot better because I'm not having the greatest day. Or week, or honestly, month. And that's kind of what this whole entire episode topic is about. But we will get into that in a second. My low for this week is outside of how my mental health has been doing. Let's not pay attention to that. I'd say my low right now for the week is probably going to the ER this morning. And that was for reasons outside of my mental health. That was for physical health reasons. And it just kind of sucked. But other than that, it is what it is. And I'm just going to continue on with life because life's going to keep going. So I might as well keep going with it. Okay, my goal last week was to go for a walk outside by myself. And I technically go for a walk outside by myself every day because there is at some point every day where I'm walking by myself. But I didn't like intentionally go out of my way to like walk to Central Park or anything over the weekend. So I'm hoping that eventually I will be able to do that more frequently. And I think my goal for this week is to just prioritize taking care of myself and my mental health and my physical health and getting to really listen to myself and ask myself questions of why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling and figuring things out for myself. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? At the current moment, I'm probably at like a 7. I'm actually feeling okay right now. I'm in a pretty decent headspace, and I'm just happy to be talking with you. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. Take a deep breath in and out. Okay, and let's just get into today's podcast topic. Reminder again, one more time before I get into today's topic. If you have any issues with hearing people talk about things like depression, anxiety, panic attacks, relationship with food, anything like that, please just click off of this episode. It's okay. You can go check out any of my other episodes and come back next week. And we'll be talking about something completely different. I already know what next week's topic is. It'll be a lot more lighthearted. It's going to be great. And actually, with that, this week's topic was originally going to be trends I'm loving or trends that I'm really enjoying right now, because last week I did trends that I'm over. But with what's been going on recently in my life, I decided that because this is what I've been thinking about a lot, that I should do a podcast episode on it because I want to be as open and honest and raw with you guys as possible. So that is why we're going to be talking about things that I'm struggling with right now. I'm currently in a headspace of I am not okay, and that's okay. I'm not doing as great as I would like to be doing. I'm struggling a lot in different areas of my life, especially in my mental areas, like mental health. And I'm just here to sit down and talk about it, have a discussion about it with you today. So if that sounds like something you would like to listen to, please continue to listen. If not, that is perfectly fine. So I just decided throughout the week to kind of think about things that I've really been struggling with, like things that are coming up consistently right now that are making my day-to-day routine and things like that actually really hard. And this is not in any particular order, but I'm just going to tell you about some things that I am struggling with currently. Number one, this probably is actually the number one thing I'm dealing with right now, is just a very big wave of depression. I have experienced depression for a very long time, and for me, there is a lot of times where I'm doing really, really good, and then I will just get hit with these big waves of depression, and it'll stay for like a couple days, and then I'll level back out and I'll be okay for a while, and then another one will come. But over the past 5 or 6 months, I would say I have been noticing that every time the depression hits, it happens more frequently and it stays for longer periods of time. And that is really, really hard because nobody wants to deal with depression. And everyone's depression is a little bit different. But for me personally, I'm just so in my head to the point where it's just like I just want my brain to just shut off and stop working because I can't handle how many thoughts I'm having at once about so many different topics, so many different things that my brain is telling me that I know aren't true, but it's hard to just ignore that when your brain is saying it so loud to you. I struggle most of the time. One of my biggest struggles with my depression is there usually is not an external factor that is causing it to come up. Majority of it is internal. Yes, there are times where things that happen outside of me trigger it, and that's external, like I said. But it becomes something internal, even in those cases. It usually just becomes something even bigger in my head than what it was actually outside. So it's just been a really hard time kind of navigating that, along with like school and trying to take care of myself and showing up for myself. And with this depression has come some extreme panic attacks, which is my number two things I've been struggling with right now. Panic attacks. I have experienced panic attacks for a decent amount of time, and obviously nobody likes them. I had a panic attack yesterday in the middle of the hallway at school in between classes, And while I had people around me that were supporting me and taking care of me, it was very scary to just all of a sudden feel like I didn't have any control over what was going on. And my brain was kind of split into these two segments, like two halves. One half was freaking out, like about literally everything in my brain, and my brain was just tearing me apart, and I was panicking about that and didn't know how to react. And the other half of my brain was like observing what was happening around me and realizing that the world's just keep is just going to keep on going. Like everyone else around you is living their own lives, and they're so focused on themselves that they're just going to move past you. And if you don't keep up with them, life's just going to move on without you. And that was kind of a really scary thought for me, which obviously did not help the panic attack, but eventually the panic attack passed and I had to go to class. It's always a scary thing to go through. It was a scary moment, and it just feels so suffocating when you're going through it. And sometimes you can feel so helpless, especially because there's not, at least for me, there's not really anything people around me can do besides just like sit there and hold me and talk to me and try to comfort me while I'm trying to figure out for myself how to calm down. The next thing that I'm struggling with right now is my social anxiety. I always struggle with social anxiety, but I feel like recently with my panic attacks being worse and my depression kind of coming on stronger, my social anxiety has heightened a little bit. I am still comfortable with like my friends and stuff and people that I know well that I'm around a lot. But just like social anxiety outside of that, like just with random people that I'll probably never see again, it's just been kind of hard. I don't know. I guess I'm a lot more in my head when it comes to social interactions at the moment. So my social anxiety is also heightened. The next thing that I'm dealing with, these next few things, that, honestly, all of these next things are kind of subcategories of my depression. So with my depression comes like feelings of not being worthy to exist, to be in the space that I'm in, as a creator, as a dancer, as a singer, as an actor, as someone that presents himself on social media, all that sort of stuff. I start to get these feelings of what's the point? Is it really worth it? Should I keep trying? Because at the end of the day, am I really making that much of a difference? And it's hard because there is my half of my brain that's saying that, and there's the other half of my brain that's fighting back saying, no, like we know that those things aren't true. And I think the thing that's most frustrating is I know those thoughts aren't true, yet I'm still having them and they still hurt. Just because I know that they aren't the truth does not mean that they are going to hurt any less. That does not always make it easier. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people tend to kind of overlook or don't understand. That, like, while yes, people can understand that their depression, what their brain is saying to them, isn't true, that doesn't make it any easier. That doesn't make it hurt any less. Or that doesn't make it any less detrimental to your mental health. The next thing I have written down is that I'm also dealing with this feeling that everyone that I'm having encounters with is just mad at me for a reason that does not exist. There is no reason for anyone in my life right now to be mad at me. I have not done anything wrong, but my brain is trying to play tricks on me into thinking that people are upset at me for things that I have no idea what they could be. Like there's no like fake scenario that's being made up in my head or anything. It's legit just my brain being like, they're upset at you. Like they're mad at you and they aren't gonna tell you why, and you're just gonna have to deal with it. So it's just like continuously reminding myself that no, those people have no reason to be upset at me. Those people have no reason to be mad at me. I have a great relationship with them. They're my friends or they're my family or it's, people that I really care about. They don't have anything against me and I don't have anything against them because if there was something happening, we would communicate about it. The next is I've been feeling lots of lack of motivation. I don't solely rely on motivation to get things done. I'm definitely a very disciplined and regimented person, and anyone that knows me in real life knows that. Also, if you've been following me on my platforms for a while, you know that I run on a routine and I thrive off of a routine. But recently, I've been lacking motivation in like even the simplest of things. Like, I floss every single night after I brush my teeth, and something as simple as that has been seeming really hard to do. And I'm pushing myself to continue to do it every single night because it is a healthy habit that I've built. And I don't want to just let this depression make me fall into the trap of like not doing even the simplest of things to take care of myself. Some other examples of things that I have been feeling lack of motivation to do is things like going to the gym. I am showing up to myself for myself at the gym. I'm going. I have made a promise to myself that even if I only stay for 5 minutes, I'm still going to show up there and try to get started. And if I end up feeling like I can't make it through even 5 minutes, then I am perfectly okay with leaving. Like, I am allowed to leave. That is okay. At least I tried. But some days I feel so heavy and like weighed down by all these thoughts that it's hard to even have the space to be like, okay, and now I'm gonna walk to the gym, and now I'm going to change into these clothes, and I'm gonna do these reps and these sets and focus on this. And it usually is really helpful, but right now I'm going through a patch where, for the first time in my life, it is feeling really unmotivating to like get myself to go to the gym, which is completely okay. Like, deep down, I know it's okay. But at the moment, it's just a little bit on the surface, like a little bit frustrating for me. And the last thing that I want to talk about is the going along with the motivation. I feel like I'm going through lots of waves of being extremely productive and then not feeling like I want to be productive at all and just kind of pushing everything off till last second because I'm like paralyzed by the thought of like starting to do something. So I do everything in my power to avoid it. And I feel like a lot of people have dealt with this before. For me, it's just like so confusing because one day I'll be super duper productive, and then the next day I'll just feel like I just can't even be bothered to do stuff. So, again, I have the discipline to continue to usually make myself still show up for myself and do those things, but right now it's been really, really hard to even find the motivation to like be productive and show up for myself, even in the simplest of ways. I don't know if you can tell, but I just got hit with a very big wave of drowsiness. I'm feeling very, very tired now. So I think I'm going to end this episode here. And that is pretty much all I had to share today. I know that this episode was a little bit of a more serious topic, but if you did stay till the end of the episode, please make sure to give it a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store as well as a rating on Spotify. Let me know on the Instagram what other type of episodes you would like to see in the comments of the post for this episode. My Instagram is justathought.pod. And with all of that, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I will be in your ears next week. This is Just a Thought with me. I will be in your ears next week. Bye.